Hey, everybody. Trump draws 80,000 to a rally in the Jersey Shore. That, and also we talk about the latest polls and why you should ignore them and instead get involved with Turning Point Action, tpaction.com. Use your agency. Use your ability to change the world and things around you at tpaction.com. That's Turning Point Action, tpaction.com. Download the Turning Point Action app today. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk. Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
Things are not going according to plan for the regime. They had this idea of how May was going to work for them. Because April was a tough month for us. April, for those of us that are patriots and conservatives, April was tough. They thought that May was going to be really strong for the regime. Trump was going to be in court. Joe Biden was going to be doing an ad blitz across the country. They'd be talking about democracy and abortion. And that Joe Biden will become the heavy favorite, and they'll be able to deliver a knockout blow to our movement. Donald Trump will be fuming in a courtroom. He'll be called a convicted felon. He's going to be angry and bitter. Polling will show that Joe Biden is ahead in the key states, and they will win by a war of attrition. You in this audience, you have been resolute in your commitment to this country. They have been bombarding us on an hourly, near daily basis. New crisis, new indictment, new sentencing. Peter Navarro is in jail. They're going after John Eastman. They indicted Tyler Boyer, our COO of Turning Point Action, for signing a piece of paper as an alternate elector. Body blow after body blow. The resilience of you and this base is remarkable. I want to tell you about a place in the country that most people have never been. Wildwood, New Jersey. Now, most of you would know about Wildwood, New Jersey if you grew up watching MTV, The Jersey Shore. It's best known for crazy summer parties. It has amusement parks, has the typical Jersey Shore type aesthetic. Donald Trump this last weekend did a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. Now, to put this in perspective, Wildwood, New Jersey is on the southern tip of the southern tip of the state of New Jersey. It is as south as one could go almost as south as Cape May. I mean, it is all the way down there on the Jersey Shore. And people said, oh, you know, Donald Trump doing a rally in New Jersey. And by the way, not too far from Pennsylvania. So logistically, it made sense. You have a lot of flow over coverage in Pennsylvania. Will 2,000 people show up? Will 5,000 people show up? Will 10,000 people show up? Rough estimates show that Donald Trump, on the southern tip of the Jersey Shore, a nearly impossible place to get to, by the way, people sat in hours and hours of backed up traffic just to be part of this. Over 80,000 and potentially over 100,000, somewhere between 80 to 100,000 people attended the Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey, this last weekend. He's supposed to be unpopular. He's sitting trial. Play cut 39.
This is going to show you. This is what a typical Trump rally, I would say, would look like, right? Full. You got a ton of people here that have been here, like I said, for hours. But if we walk behind and take you through where the press is, this is the astounding part here. This is one of the largest Trump rallies I've ever been to in the last 5 years or so. And you can see just thousands of people.
There's something happening in the country. There is a backlash to everything they have been doing, to mass immigration, to easy money, to hyperinflation, to reckless war, to the militarization of our legal apparatus. On the southern tip of the Jersey Shore, over 80,000 patriotic Americans attended. This is not normal. This defies even 2020, peak 2016 energy. Where in a deep blue state, you do a rally and you have 80,000 people that just want to stand there and listen to you. Why is that? It's because they feel connected to something bigger than themselves. Because they look at themselves as part of a movement, and that is right. Because it's not about Trump. It is about what Trump represents and how Trump brings them in the room. Look at that visual on television. Have you ever seen anything like that? That is not the NFL draft. That is not a rock concert. That's not Led Zeppelin. That's not Taylor Swift on the Eras tour. That is Donald Trump standing in front of an American flag talking about his plan to make the country great again. When you are low on this country, when you are lacking optimism or positivity, look at that picture. This is the will of the people. And Joe Biden, he could not get 50 people to show up on a Zoom. If he does his rallies, they are perfectly configured. Half the people are staffers. This is an ascendant movement, and it is much bigger than Trump. And in talking to voters over the weekend, what I have come to realize is that because Trump has been around for so long, is that the Trump personality is so de-emphasized right now in people's voting selections. Meaning they know what they're getting with Trump. They're going to get Truth Social posts. They're going to get whatever they think is negative about Trump. I tend to like it. They're going to get that. That is baked into the equation. What they also know they will get is they will get their country back. Is that they will get normalcy, tradition, the ability to own a home, the ability to raise children and to buy property, stability, not reckless and endless wars abroad and sending money to Ukraine, being invaded on a daily basis, record suicide rates, record opioid death rates. Joe Biden's mass immigration has driven everyday Americans out of the Democrat Party. His inflation, his DEI garbage, and the reckless wars abroad. They hate what Joe Biden has done to this country, and they want Trump to help take it back. And it is no longer just about Trump. People are now willing to say, I might not have liked him before, but he is a lifeline for this country. And that is what he represents. In 2020, when I spoke at the RNC convention, I said that Donald Trump is the bodyguard of Western civilization. In 2024, he is the lifeline of Western civilization. You are drowning in an ocean. And in the distance, you see a helicopter that can come and rescue you. That is what Donald Trump represents. You are drowning in an ocean of debt, drowning in an ocean of illegal migrants, drowning in an ocean of cultural despair. And Donald Trump, it's not just about his personality. It's not about his court cases. People increasingly don't care about that. It is not moving the polls. In fact, it's moving the polls in his direction because it makes people angrier because they open up their credit card bill this weekend and they say, I can't afford this. And they go on to Zillow.com and they have two kids and they are maxing out their current apartment that is 1,400 square feet and they want to be able to own a home. And they go to Zillow.com and they say, I can't afford half of the down payment. They might have recently gone to an emergency room and now they get a bill coming back that for $6,000 because they had a broken leg and they say, I can't afford this. And how do they see the government reacting, trying to put Donald Trump in prison? The more they see that, the more they realize that they've never cared about their needs, wants, and concerns. And there's some new polling out there, and I'll be honest, the polling is almost too good to be true. And we're going to dive into it, we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to ignore it because we're going to get back to work. This right here is an election that not only we can win, we must win so that our children can live in a free society, because right now, we're anything but a free society. But the everyday American is rising up. The average person, I hate using that term, the patriot on the side of the street is ready to get their country back. After a long day, no one wants to spend an hour in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? No, not takeout. I'm talking juicy steaks, succulent chicken or fish, and healthy grilled veggies cooked on your own Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire grills are the hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. And that heat locks in juices and flavors and grills your food faster. A veteran-owned, multi-generational family business, each Solaire grill is made in America out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel. It may be the last grill you'll ever need to buy. It's an incredible product. Visit besthotgrill.com, that is besthotgrill.com, for their free guide on how to choose the right infrared grill for apartment balconies to backyard entertainment areas. That is besthotgrill.com. With a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, you'll want to grill every day. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. That is besthotgrill.com. So there's some new polls out this morning from the New York Times, CNN, and I got to be honest, they're too good to be true. I don't believe them. I think that they are wildly over-exaggerated. But there might be some elemental, there might be some, let's just say, directional truth is the word I'm looking for. New set of New York Times polls out today, and they're pretty good for Trump. They're really good. The polls, the Times polled six swing states. If the 2024 presidential election were held today, who would you vote for, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Okay, so first in Wisconsin. Now, traditionally, Wisconsin is one of the hardest states to poll. Shows that Biden is up 2. Okay. But back in 2020, had Biden up 6. In reality, Trump just lost by a few thousand votes. Pennsylvania. Now, in real time, if you look at Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, out of those three states, the blue wall, if you will, Pennsylvania is actually looking the best for Trump out of the three. And it's not even close. Out of the three, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Trump is up 3 in Pennsylvania, according to this poll. Now, let's go to Arizona and Michigan. In Arizona, it says that Trump is up 7. That's a little rich. I live here in Arizona. I think Trump is doing very well in Arizona. In fact, this weekend, I came across four new people in Phoenix that said, Charlie, I moved in the last couple of months. I love Trump. I registered as Republican. Recently, a donor asked me, they said, Charlie, I see that in Arizona, Republicans are creating such distance in voter registration versus Democrats. Who do you think is to credit for that? I said, oh, it's very simple. Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is, without a doubt, the greatest Republican, let's just say, get out the vote additive measure that Arizona has ever seen. To put this in perspective, in 2020, there were 100,000 more registered Republicans and Democrats. Now, there are net 236,000 more. 236,000 more. We have to chase those ballots. We got to get them out to vote. The Times also polled these six states in a five-way race, including RFK, Cornel West, Jill Stein. In this set of polls, Trump actually leads in Wisconsin by one, but switches to losing Michigan by three. All the other states are unchanged, but guess what? That lead in Nevada, I don't believe this. Andrew believes it. I don't believe it. It says that Trump is up 13 in Nevada. No, get back to work. That's all I have to say. Get back to work. Start chasing ballots. Ignore it. It is noise. Is Trump likely to win Nevada? I wouldn't even go that far. Can he? Yes. Which, by the way, ties in Nebraska. When we have our eyes on Nebraska, the governor's office is looking very carefully and closely at the next steps and next moves. And I feel very good about it. And we're going to keep on updating you as things proceed. As you guys know, we are really, really focused on Nebraska here because the math just so happens to involve Nebraska's congressional district. Let's go here to a piece of tape that breaks all this down very nicely. Play cut 25.
Look, these Sunbelt battleground states, frankly, for the Joe Biden campaign, these numbers are an absolute disaster. The smallest lead is in Arizona for Donald Trump. He's up six. Look at this, 9 in Georgia, 13 in Nevada. My goodness gracious, my God. That is a huge lead. No Democrat has lost that state since John Kerry lost it back in 2004. How about these Great Lake battleground states? This is something that the Joe Biden campaign can work with. Look, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump up three, but that's well within the margin of error. Wisconsin, Donald Trump up one, well within the margin of error. And actually, a Joe Biden lead well within the margin of error, up a point here. This they can work with the Joe Biden campaign. This, the Donald Trump campaign, absolutely loves.
Sunbelt is ascendant. I don't believe Nevada in that way. Maybe Trump is up 2 or 3 points in Nevada, maybe 14 points. Cut it out, okay? That is a fake poll. That is an outlier. It's not even close. Plus, they cheat like you can't believe in Clark County, okay? Arizona is directionally probably right. I think Trump might be up half a point in Arizona or maybe down half a point. This is all down to GOTV. Part of these polls, I truly believe, and I didn't say this a month or two ago, I think they're going to do one last effort to remove Joe Biden. I think there's one more opportunity and then they're done. And this is it. If there was an opening, it would be this opening. This polling is so bad for Biden. And mind you, this is while Trump is not actively campaigning, while Joe Biden is outspending him 6 or 7 to 1, while Trump is in a courtroom about to become a convicted felon, and Trump is still smashing him in the battleground states. If they were to remove Joe Biden, they have to get him out pre-convention to not look desperate. They need the DNC as a chance to debut their new candidate. So this is it. This is the last window to pull Joe. And boy, do they have a mandate, because this polling is a slaughter. But there's a lot of problems there. Do you bring in Kamala Harris? Might he be even worse than Joe Biden, especially with baby boomer voters? Hey there. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not so great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, invest with Noble Gold Investments. Their precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments' American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. Colin Plume runs Noble Gold Investments. We've had him on the show before. He's awesome. I love hanging out with him. He's terrific. I can vouch for his integrity and for his knowledge about gold and silver. In fact, I have my silver right next to me right here. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. I have vetted them top to bottom. In fact, I know a billionaire that just made a very big purchase of gold from Noble Gold Investments. So visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin at each qualifying IRA investment. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. So what is driving the Trump surge? One group in particular. Two groups that are really bothering Democrats: younger voters, black voters, Hispanic voters. In fact, it is so significant that Democrats are not sure really how to adjust here. They thought that every younger voter was just an abortion voter. Now, mind you, the abortion vote is a very powerful vote, but the more voters there are that turn out, it actually dilutes the abortion issue, because poll after poll shows that only 8 to 10% of likely voters rank abortion as their top issue. Let me say that again. Only 8 to 10% of voters vote abortion as their top issue. If we have record turnout in November and we engage in early voting and voting month, especially when it comes to low propensity voters, we can overwhelm them. Play cut 28.
That poll from the New York Times, let me read you, Van, a section of their write-up there. It says, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden are essentially tied among 18 to 29-year-olds and Hispanic voters. Even though each group gave Mr. Biden more than 60% of their vote in 2020, Mr. Trump also wins more than 20% of black voters, a tally that would be the highest level of black support for any Republican presidential candidate since the enactment of the Civil Rights Act in 1964.
Younger voters in particular, all that work that we are doing is starting to pay off. Now, I think that Kennedy actually might win the youth vote. I think RFK very well might win the youth vote. But I want to make this point, and it's very, very important. All the numbers show we're strongest with the people least likely to turn out. So we need to make that happen. It is not going to happen by itself. The less likely you are to vote, the more likely you are to support Donald Trump. So there's a spectrum. The least likely you are to vote, the more you like Donald Trump. The more likely you are to vote, more college educated, more degrees, more master's degrees, the less likely you are to support Donald Trump. This is both an opportunity and a risk. We have the people and the potential voters, but the people require chasing. This is why we're doing what we're doing at Turning Point Action with the Chase the Vote program and project. We need to go find the frat boys and make sure they vote. Go find the working class Hispanics and make sure they vote. Go find the muscular class. Imagine if we pull this off. In 2025, Democrats will suddenly be shrieking how dangerous ballot harvesting is. They'll say, quote, we need all the votes on person on election day. We'll say, we're so happy you recommended that. You see, what's going on here is the Democrats built a configuration. They configured a system that makes it advantage low propensity voter. That's the system they've built. That's what mass mail-in balloting does. And it also opens the door for fraud. We totally understand that. However, now that there is mass mail-in voting, it could actually end up helping Donald Trump. I'm just saying. It could actually end up helping Republicans in certain states. You might say, Charlie, how is that possible? Yes, they will cheat. Yes, they will do that. However, when you have more people that support you, which Donald Trump does and Republicans do, you can then use their own template. Van Jones acknowledges the polling out of battleground states is very disturbing. Play cut 29.
That's some paragraph about swing state polls a few months before the election, Van.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a wake-up call. Young people are upset. And it's not just the situation in Gaza. The economic prospects for young people are miserable. And that's been building under Obama. It's been building under Trump. It's building under Biden. We just do not have a pathway for young people to be able to pay off their student debt, get a house. People are looking at this AI wave and are worried about what job, what career path. And so that pain has to be spoken to directly and specifically.
That pain, well, there's only one candidate that can actually build the American economy that will make it flourish, that you could own a home, own property. I said this recently on a TikTok video that is now about to reach 4 million views. Let's get that video. And this is the way we must view this election. It is so simple. For the first time since Grover Cleveland v. Benjamin Harrison, we have two independent voter terms to judge, analyze, measure, and decide upon. You have the 4 years of Trump where people got wealthier, our country was stable, the border was secure, wages were going up, inflation was tempered. When Trump was president, it was a great time to be in America. It seems since the moment that Joe Biden took office, it has been crisis after crisis, chaos leading to chaos. And you just ask an average person in this country, how do you feel this country is going? It's just falling apart. Unless you are a radical left winger, you think this is not going well. Fareed Zakaria, who is not exactly a MAGA guy, this very well might be placed programming. What Fareed Zakaria did this last weekend very well might be programming designed to try and get Joe Biden to step out of the race. Fareed Zakaria is very well respected amongst left-wingers. When he talks, people listen. He's been doing this for quite some time. Fareed Zakaria comes out and says, I have to admit, none of this is playing out how I thought. Now, mind you, this is the window. This before June 1st, like that Memorial Day weekend, if they're going to pull Joe Biden, it's going to happen right now. If they're going to do it. Play cut 30.
None of this is playing out as I thought it would. Trump is now leading in almost all the swing states, but behind those numbers lie even more troubling details. As someone worried about the prospects of a second Trump term, I think it's best to be honest about reality. I understand that polls are not always accurate, but in general, they have tended to underestimate Donald Trump's support, not overestimate it. I doubt that there are many shy Biden voters in the country.
Fareed Zakaria continues by saying, as far as the poll numbers of who could better deal with the economy, it's not even close. Play cut 31.
The economy has been in a robust recovery for more than 2 years now, with unemployment hitting a 54-year low in 2023 and increasing only slightly since then. But Biden is getting little credit for it. The shift here is stark. On the question of who voters trust more to deal with the economy, Trump has a 22-point lead over Biden, according to an NBC poll from January. This marks a 15-point bump for Trump compared to the same poll in 2020. Perhaps this is because inflation is a far more pervasive problem than unemployment, affecting all Americans every day. Perhaps it's because people's views on the economy now are largely derived from their broader attitudes towards the candidates. But whatever the reasons, it's a stunning reversal in the midst of a relentless stream of good economic news.
Relentless stream of good economic news. Let me tell you, unemployment means nothing if the job that you have cannot accomplish your basic financial needs. Unemployment is not the most important number if you are pumping in trillions of dollars of cheap money into an economy and you cannot buy the assets. People are $10,000 to $12,000 poorer. Average family are worse off under Joe Biden than they were under Donald Trump. $12,000 poorer. Fareed Zakaria continues on cut 32.
On cultural issues, Biden and Democrats benefit from the opposition to the Republican Party's position on abortion. But on the other great cultural issue, immigration, Biden is 35 points behind Trump as to who would handle it better. And I do wonder whether abortion will be as large an issue in a presidential race, given that reversing Roe v. Wade threw the issue to state governments and legislatures and not the federal government.
Hear that? Fareed Zakaria is saying that the abortion issue is weakening in its general election impact. And understand, all of this is without Donald Trump actively campaigning. Donald Trump is an excellent finisher. He finished very, very strong in 2016. He finished exceptionally well in 2020. He does not get credit for how well he finished the race in 2020. He was down 10 to 12 points in August tracking polls. He consolidated his base together, and he did like 3 to 4 rallies a day in the month of September and October, in the months of September, October. And I anticipate that to be very similar. Fareed Zakaria mentions immigration. 58% of Arizona voters want mass deportation. 78% of Texas voters want mass deportation. Interestingly, 76% of Virginia voters want mass deportation. 59% of Wisconsin voters want mass deportation. 74% of Florida voters want mass deportation. Immigration, economy, war. Immigration, economy, war. Those three issues, if we do the boring stuff, if we register voters, if we chase ballots, if every single one of you becomes, as what Steve Bannon says, a force multiplier, where it's not a matter of just being a spectator and we just show up on election day, but we chase every single ballot we can. All of the foundational aspects, all of the prerequisites, all of the inputs are there. It's up for us to seize it. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Did you know that 80% of adults take supplements to feel our best, right? Well, one thing your dog can't do without you is improve their diet or health to feel their best. That is why I believe Rough Greens could dramatically help your best friend by adding what is missing to their diet like you do. Rough Greens is helping thousands and thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog, Mr. Briggs, who loves it. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger and Green Beret, an amazing background. He loves dogs and is on a mission to help as many as he can. Dog food is dead, and Rough Greens supplements your dog's food with existing vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and antioxidants. Dr. Black is offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. To fetch your free Jumpstart trial bag, just cover shipping. Don't change your dog's food. Just go to roughgreens.com/Kirk, RUFFgreens.com/Kirk. I get the feeling that they know something that we don't know. Very 2020 vibes here. That they know something that's coming, that they have something at work. I just get those vibes. Let's play cut 43. He says with such confidence, the polls are wrong. Things are great. We know that's not true on the ground. What do they know that we don't know? Be on your guard. This is going to be a knife fight for the civilization. Play cut 43.
The polling data has been wrong all along. How many you guys do a poll at CNN? How many folks you have to call to get one response? The idea that we're in a situation where things are so bad. We've created more jobs. We're in a situation where people have access to good paying jobs. And the last I saw, the combination of the inflation, the cost of inflation, all those things, that's really worrisome to people.
The campaigning just seems to be like performative theater. They seem to act as if it's not what really matters. Like, I'm not trying to frighten you or scare you, but they're not acting like they're worried. Are they in denial because of how prideful they are because they control the regime and the apparatus? Is it because they're registering voters at record rates using the federal government? I mean, the contrast. President Trump draws 80,000 people in southern tip of New Jersey. Yet Joe Biden is bothering. He's not even bothering to campaign again. This is the way the election should be framed. But before I get into cut 42, I just want to reiterate. Be on your guard. It might be a cyber attack. Might be a virus. It might be a war. This thing could dramatically get out of hand very quickly. 2020 was a teacher. It was a lesson for all of us. And they're talking as if there's something coming. Something on the horizon. Is it bird flu? Is it a cyber attack? Play cut 42.
How would you go about actually like making a decision for a presidential candidate?
It's a good question. So pick one that could win.
Okay.
I know that might sound silly, but there's only two that could win, right? RFK is not going to be president this time around. Cornel West is not going to be president. Jill Stein is not going to be president. Now, if you're on the left, you should vote for all those guys. Looking objectively at the 4 years of Donald Trump and the 4 years of Joe Biden, was the economy better or stronger under who? Foreign policy, were there more wars or less wars? And were we more stable here at home? It's not even close. Under Joe Biden, the economy is trash. You guys are getting poorer. Inflation is run rampant. It is harder and harder to own a home. There are more wars than we can even count, right? Under Donald Trump, there were no new wars, the first time in the modern era for a president not to start a new war. Which of the 4 years would give you a better idea that the next 4 years would help you as a young person live freely and a better future in this country? Which 4 years? With that question presented, we know the answer. So now it becomes a question of who can do the boring stuff better. Maybe that's why Joe Biden is so cocky. Maybe that's why Joe Biden and his team seem to be so certain that they're still going to win. Saying the polls are wrong, they're off base. Even Aaron Burnett reads him the riot act. Play cut 44.
When you talk about the economy, of course, it is by far the most important issue for voters. It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls. And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic. Real income when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
And yet he says, oh, the polling is wrong. Trump won't accept the results. I'm getting 2020 vibes from all this. So the only thing we could do is get to work and stay on our guard. And when that crisis comes across our radar, we do not buy in to the fear porn. This is not directionally going well for them. Not taking the bait, not believing it. Remember in 2020, we had the lockdowns. We had death tallies on our television screens. We had Floydapalooza. We had mass chaos and civil unrest. Right now, we have war in Israel and Gaza. We have Russia, Ukraine. We have an invasion on our southern border, but nothing yet to the level of 2020. I don't trust these people, and I know you don't either. Got to stay on our guard. Stay on our watch. So I'm afraid that there's something that's bubbling up that they know about. They know something that we don't know. He knows something that we don't know. I think this fight is about to totally change in the coming weeks and months. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.